Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Beth Ross is with us. Beth is a certified executive career coach. She works for herself. She helps people who are in a transition mode, who are concerned that they might become in a transition mode. She helps people with their careers, and she's got some information and some perspectives on where the United States is with regard to unemployment right now, and we're going to talk about that. Dr. Beth Ross, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. Beth, I've been around a long time, and this is my seventh recession and recovery to go through.
Oh, my.
Yeah, right. My first one, we didn't have to say it like that, Beth. My first one, you sound like my children. My first one was 1969. I was in college, and I got laid off. I got downsized in 1969 because the company I worked for and had worked for 2 years, it was a furniture store, and they were going through slow times in 69, yeah. And so they reluctantly laid me off. And it turned out to be a good thing because it started a career that I ultimately went through. So it was a good thing. It was a good kick in the pants, and I learned some things. So I've been watching this recession recovery thing cycle through for a long time, but this is as bad right now is as bad as I've ever seen it, and I'm worried about it because we've got cyclical and structural unemployment like America hasn't had in a long time. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely and positively correct. And the odd thing that we're going through now, it's very hard to assess what we're really going through, where it is. As I said to you before, I mean, my gosh, try telling someone who's out of work that the economy is getting better.
Right. It's a recession if your neighbor doesn't have a job. It's a depression if you don't have a job.
You got it. Totally and completely. But I'll tell you, I can speak specifically from what my practice is going through and my colleagues are going through. We're seeing more action, oh my gosh, certainly than we saw this time last year, and certainly much more than people are getting jobs quicker and are getting really good jobs.
So we still don't like the numbers. We still don't like the numbers, but we like the trend.
No, we don't. Yeah. It's very hard to explain it right now. Mm-hmm. I think this is a wonderful time for someone to be looking for a new position.
Really?
My clients are getting good jobs. Yes, they are. If they follow the methodology.
So what you're saying though, your anecdotal information here is still a little bit contrary to the numbers that we're seeing.
It is anecdotal, and that's a perfect label to put on it. I can only tell you what's happening from where I'm coming from right now. For example, I got a call yesterday afternoon from considering me young, he's 39, but he's in the investment banking arena. And doing actually okay, not exceptionally well, but okay. He says, "I want to change now, while the timing is right." Hmm. Now, this is someone who's like kind of on the inside in the financial world. I said, "Why is it right now?"
Does he know something we don't know?
Yeah, right. We need to sort of bottle him and send him around with the information. They think they know things that we don't know, but they are in a strange and wondrous way. On the inside of the high level finance stuff. Mm-hmm. Now he wants to make a career transition right now, while before spring really hits, because he says everybody's going to be looking and finding jobs in the spring. Mm-hmm. This is, again, this is anecdotal information, and take it for what it's worth. Which
hold on, Beth. I need to go call my broker.
Yeah, right. I think that's a great idea. But just have a little cup of tea before you do.
Right. So one of the things that that back to this, you know, the structural thing, structural unemployment thing. We did a survey of our audience. Every week we ask a different question on our website. And a few weeks ago, we asked about what was the biggest concern that small business owners had, and the number one concern was sales. But one of the things that surprised me a little bit was the biggest concern was finding qualified people.
Yeah.
So what they were telling us, and as I remember, it was about 25% of the folks. What they were telling us was, we have jobs, but we can't find anybody that are qualified for this job. And this speaks to the structural unemployment problem we have in America, meaning people who want to work, but they don't have the qualifications for 21st century jobs.
So real. Yeah. So very, very, very real. On January 18th, I was quoted in the Wall Street Journal on the subject of language proficiency. Let me tell you something. If you've got the ability in Chinese,
right,
and Spanish, you're in great, great, great,
right,
shape.
Some
global
language,
is,
yeah.
Yes, some language, because everything, the world has become a really small place.
Yeah.
And they want to know that you can relate to other cultures, and that you're a lifetime learner, and you not only know Mandarin, but you're
right,
going to learn Russian, perhaps, if you need to. And they need to know that you can.
And I like what you said. Beth, I like what you said about relating to other cultures. You didn't say they like that you can speak the other culture's language. You said they like that you can relate, meaning that English is the international language of business. You can conduct business in English around the world, but if people in those other countries know that you can speak some of their language, that you've made some attempt, that helps you to relate to them. That's a big step forward, isn't it?
It goes so far, and my Wall Street Journal quote, which you can look up, I did say that not only are people who have language facility getting jobs, but they're getting higher pay, and this is statistically,
right,
you know, on record.
So folks, if you're finding yourself unqualified for some of the jobs that are out there, you know, learning a language is not going to solve all your problems, but that'd be a good place to start with your education, your 21st century education. 20 after, right back with Dr. Beth Ross. She and I will be back in just a few minutes after this break. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.